The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's 10 trivia questions on Grease 2. That's right, the sequel to Grease that some people like for some reason. Shout out to Jen Wojnar. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Today's episode is all about Grease 2, a movie I've seen on TBS and things in passing, but have never sat down and watched. I have seen Grease 1 all the way through, but I have never seen Grease 2 all the way through, and I feel like I'm missing out. Jen Wojnar picked this topic. She is a good friend of mine and a Patreon subscriber. If you want to join her ranks, go to patreon.com/trivia with buds. And if you donate $5 or more, you get to pick a topic that I will do monthly for you. And right now I'm catching up on previous months and recording a bunch of the Patreon topics as the days roll on. Jen also has Ben and Jerry's Flavors as a topic back in May that I still need to do, The Bold Type, a show on Freeform, and the Starbucks menu for June and July. So she still has to put August, September, and October in her Patreon spreadsheet. So Jen, if you're listening, go update your Patreon subscriber topics choices, and I'll get to those as soon as I possibly can. And there are people who have never updated their chart. So if you are Greg Bristow, you can throw some more in there. If you are Joan Bryce and you listen to the show, feel free to throw some in there. Kyle Bonin is blank on there. But other friends like Luke McKay wants Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast trivia, Simpsons episode titles, Flight of the Conchords, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, and a whole episode on just Seymour Skinner. So he's a big Simpsons fan. And shout out to Luke, who sends a lot of great questions for this show. He hasn't in a while. So Luke, if you're listening, send me some questions. You always got some good ones. Again, today is all about Grease 2. It'll be weird. It'll be fun. And these questions were written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida, who is always looking to help out with some trivia. And he sent me some quality cues for you to A. So get ready for those. I wanted to give some shout outs to some other local trivia companies who I am friendly with in Southern California. First up is the People's Trivia Company. If you're not playing trivia with Buds, I want you to go play one of these other trivia nights, or play all of them. You know, pick one day and play mine, pick another day and play this one, and pick a third day and pick the next one I'll talk about. But today we've got the People's Trivia Company from my friend Austin, and he does a lot of shows around Orange, California, Long Beach, Covina, and you can find him at the People's Trivia Company. It's peoplestrivia.co. So check that out, peoplestrivia.co. I'm going to have Austin on the podcast very soon. I love having other trivia hosts on, and he's a great dude. So if you're looking for another trivia night to play and you live around me and you like good quality trivia, go check out the People's Trivia. That's peoplestrivia.co. Another one is called Just Trivia, and that's my friend Justin, who came out and played a whole trivia night I was doing at RT Rogers, and we talked afterwards and had some fun stories and things to share, and he is on facebook.com/justtriviaca. Also on Instagram, Instagram.com/justtriviaca. And Justin has a fun pop culture trivia company, and he is always doing crazy posts of weird mashups and things. So go check all those things out on Facebook. And if you like quality trivia, check out Just Trivia at places like Old Stump Brewing. And where else is he? Bread and Barley in Covina. Those are buddies of mine, and I would love for you to show them some support. We're going to jump into today's episode on Grease 2, get those answer sheets out, get those brains ready, and answer 10 questions right about now. Here we go. All right, Grease 2 trivia. First question on your list. Here it is. What year did Grease 2 come out? Was it 1981, 1982, or 1983? When do you think it was? What year did Grease 2 come out? 81, 82, or 83? Question number two. Who was the only pink lady to return for the sequel? Who is the only pink lady to return for this sequel? Question number two. Question number three. How were Michael and Sandy related? Number three. How were Michael and Sandy related? Number three. Question number four. At the end of the movie, there is a dance. What is the theme of that dance? Number four. What is the dance theme at the end of the movie? Question number five. What is the name of the song that Stephanie sings when asked what kind of guy she wants? Number five. What is the name of the song that Stephanie sings when she is asked what kind of guy she wants? Question number six. What is the name of the leader of the T-Birds rival gang? Question number six. What is the name of the leader of the T-Birds rival gang? Question number seven. Known for his role as Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, what role did Christopher McDonald play in this film? Number seven. What role did Christopher McDonald play in the film? Question number eight, what does Michael use the money he earns for doing the T-Birds homework for? What does he buy? Question number eight, what does Michael use that money he earned for doing the T-Birds homework for? Number eight. Question number nine, what is the name of the song the cast sings while learning about sex ed in biology class? Number nine, what is the name of the song they sing in biology class? Number nine. And question number 10, where does Stephanie work in this film? Number 10, where does Stephanie work in the film? Those are your questions for Grease 2 Trivia. Jen, I hope you'll... those are your questions for Grease 2 Trivia. Jen, I hope you nailed all those questions. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. We're back with the answers to Grease 2 Trivia. Let's see how you did. This was a topic picked by Jen Wojnar, who's been a Patreon subscriber for quite some time. If you want to jump in and pick a topic of your own for this show, just go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more on a monthly basis to pick a new topic every month. Number one, what year did Grease 2 come out? 1981, 82, or 83? The answer was 1982. 1982. Number two, who was the only pink lady to return for the sequel? Her name was Frenchie. Frenchie. I love that mustard. French's, right? Number three, how were Michael and Sandy related? They were cousins. Michael and Sandy were cousins. Number three. Number four, what was the dance theme at the end of the movie? They go to the big dance. It's a luau. Nice Hawaiian-themed luau. Number five, what is the name of the song that Stephanie sings when she is asked what kind of guy that she wants? It is Cool Rider. She's looking for a Cool Rider, which sounds like a flavor of Capri Sun. Number six, what is the name of the leader of the T-Birds rival gang? Balmudo? Balmudo? B-A-L-M-U-D-O? Could have looked up the pronunciation of this, but I thought, man, that would be a real waste of 30 seconds of my life. Balmudo is what I'm going to say. Number seven, known for his role as Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, what role did Christopher McDonald play in the film? What if he just played Shooter? I was like, it's Shooter McGavin. Same character. It's a weird crossover. People don't know about it. He played Goose, someone named Goose, who does not die like in Top Gun. Number 8, what does Michael use the money he earns for doing the T-Birds homework? That is to buy a motorcycle. That's what I used all my high school earnings for. I bought an entire motorcycle working at Jewel in Oak Forest, Illinois as a bag boy. Just kidding. I worked all summer and spent $130 on an anti-skip MP3 Discman. And I thought it was pretty sweet. Number 9, what is the name of the song that the cast sings when learning about sex ed in biology class? Reproduction. I remember singing in biology class. It was very fun. And number 10, where does Stephanie work in the film? A gas station. A beautiful, sexy gas station. Those are your questions on Grease 2. Jen, maybe you were the only listener that enjoyed this episode. But I had fun reading the questions, and it kind of made me want to go watch the movie because it sounds ridiculous. And I think they did it on How Did This Get Made one time, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh man, I should really watch this to see how bad it is. And maybe this will finally put me over the brink, and I'll have to watch Grease 2. We'll find out, and if I watch it, I'll give a nice review on the podcast. Question of the day time, and it's brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What color M&M was added to the bags in 1996? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds on all social media, or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was San Diego for the city setting of Anchorman. Trivia team name of the day is Toasts in the Graveyard, like if you were drinking, huh? Toasts in the Graveyard. Perfect for spooky month, October. Funky Monkey Designs can be reached at fmdesignsinc.com, and you can find me at triviawithbuds.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.